Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. The Breeders' Cup World Championships at Del Mar are just a couple of weeks away, and once again they figure to play a prominent role in determining season-ending champions. That has been the case since 1984. The Eclipse Awards themselves date to 1971, and Horse of the Year polls by major newspapers date to 1936. But today, we look all the way back to 1921, to an era when there was no official balloting and when Horse of the Year was nothing more than a topic for debate among racing fans and newspaper columnists around the country. And according to sports reporters who covered racing that season, the best horse in the U.S. in 1921 was a horse named Grey Lag. Grey Lag was foaled in 1918 in Lexington, Kentucky at Hamburg Place, the farm of John Madden, who was America's top-ranked breeder of thoroughbreds at the time. Despite his name, the colt was not gray. He was chestnut, a redhead, but he had patches of gray hair in his coat that caused many in the press to call him the Painted Horse. Still, his name had nothing to do with his coloring. He was instead named for a European goose, which was said to have had a shrill cry which aided the army of ancient Rome when enemies would approach. Grey Lag was described as having two white legs and a blazed face. He was a short-necked, thick-bodied horse who looked nothing like a distance runner. His temperament was calm, his running style businesslike and methodical. It was said that he liked to follow the pace instead of making it. His vulnerability was that he suffered from soft feet, and issues regarding soreness would plague him throughout his career. Trainer Max Hirsch, a future Hall of Famer, purchased Grey Lag privately in the spring of 1920 for $20,000. He debuted the colt at Belmont Park late in the year, winning the Islip Handicap on September 8th before running third in Belmont's prestigious Futurity. Trainer Sam Hildreth, representing the Rancocas stable of oilman Harry Sinclair, showed interest in buying the colt from Hirsch but balked at the price of $40,000. When Grey Lag won the Champagne Stakes at Belmont on September 14th, Hildreth changed his mind. Hirsch, still angry at having been snubbed, told Hildreth the price was now $60,000, and Hildreth agreed to pay it. Grey Lag lost three of his next four starts after changing hands, and he finished his two-year-old campaign with a runner-up effort in the inaugural running of the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill Downs. Thus far, he had won a grand total of $9,000 for his new owner, leaving the Rancocas stable $51,000 in the hole. W.C. Vreeland, a racing columnist with a newspaper in Brooklyn, New York, took owner Harry Sinclair and trainer Sam Hildreth to task, and he was merciless. Vreeland declared that Grey Lag wilted under pressure, lacked the courage to fight, and could not handle a wet track. Not even a victory in the prestigious Remsen Stakes at Aqueduct had impressed him. He at least conceded that Grey Lag was not a laggard, but emphatically stated that neither was he a first-class horse. According to the columnist, the only thing Grey Lag proved was that Max Hirsch was a good salesman. The start to Grey Lag's three-year-old season only seemed to prove his critics correct. He was scratched on the eve of the Kentucky Derby with a stone bruise to his hoof. 1 month later, he was third as the favorite in the Withers Stakes at Belmont Park. One of his critics remarked, "He quit like a yellow hound." But as Grey Lag got the chance to stretch to longer distances, he began to flourish. On June 11, 1921, he won the Belmont Stakes at 1 3/8 by 5 lengths in track record time. 6 days later, he beat older horses to win the Brooklyn Handicap, becoming only the 6th three-year-old in 35 years to do so. He won the Dwyer Stakes at Aqueduct on July 7th in a gallop, tying the world record for 1 1/8 in 1 minute 49 seconds. On July 16th, he took the Empire City Derby at Yonkers, toting 129 pounds over a distance of 1 1/4 miles. And on July 30th, he traveled to Devonshire Park in Windsor, Ontario, and won the International Stakes in 1 minute 50 seconds flat, breaking the Canadian record at 9 furlongs. That string of summer successes would be enough to cause most members of the media to declare Grey Lag the top racehorse in the United States for 1921. Even Mr. Vreeland grudgingly agreed. Grey Lag would finish his career a few years later with a record of 25 wins in 47 starts for earnings of $136,000. His achievements as an older horse included the Empire City Handicap, carrying 132 pounds, the Saratoga Handicap at 130, and the Suburban Handicap at Belmont Park while carrying 134 pounds. Gray Lag's jockey Laverne Fader once said, quote, "Gray Lag was game and stout-hearted. He always gave his best. He understood what was wanted of him and then helped his rider accomplish his aim to the best of his ability. He was a real thoroughbred," end quote. Today, Gray Lag is remembered with a thoroughfare named in his honor in Lexington, Kentucky. And we remember him too as the horse who defied his critics and who was declared by many in the press to be the horse of the year 100 years ago. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.